Simin Tov Reish Mem Ches Sif Zayin and Ches. The Halachos of Pitim and Okit. Nitl Pitmos and Nitl Oktzai. So start with Sif Zayin. Nitl Dadoi who are Reish Akotin Shishanti Boi Pasul. If the Dad comes off, it's Nitl, then it's Pasul. V'yish Machmir and a few Nitl Shishanto. Then Mashon Akir Pitmo. V'toy Lachum Okum Shefshir. So there's the dad, which is what we call the pitim. Then there's the shanto, which is on top of the dad. It's the little ball which is sitting on top of the dad. That the Ramad says mikar din. If it comes off, it's not possible. However, yishlach melechatchilo. And then there's a sregim that started off without any pitum bechlal, he says that's kosher, even if it doesn't have a pitum at all. Now, just to be magdir, to start off, what's the gather of the psul of nitla pitmasei? So we saw bechlal that it's not so pashit that there is such a psul as nitla pitmasei as we know it. The Mishnah says there's a psul of nitla pitmasei, but Gemara says number Yitzchak Tani Yitzchak Pari Lazer nitla buchnasei, and we saw it's a three machlekes rishenim as to what does it mean. Does nitla pitmasai buchnasai is referring to explaining what the pitim is, that a buchno, a pestle, is like a stick with a ball at the end. So it's explaining what the pitim is, and it's referring to the piece that sticks out of the top of the esrik. Or does it mean that the okitz, which also looks like a buchno, it also is a stick with a little ball which goes into the bottom of the esrik. Or And uktzo, taka, nitl uktzo, if that would not be possible. Or is it being moitif? The first man the Omer says, nitlo put pitmasei, like it says in the Mishnah, and with Yitzchok ben Lazar is being moitif, even nitlo uktzoi, which is buchnasei. But both of them are true. The Ritva, as brought down in the Beis Yosef, where he says, because Zarchas Chaim, because the Ritva, is mashma, that it's buchno refers to both things. Buchna is a stick which has a ball at the top. The Mela, it can refer both to the pitim which is on the top or the okitz on the bottom. And the Mela have to be chesh for both of them. Lalach Lamaisa, we are chesh for both of them. That's Sif Zayin and Sif Ches. Sif Zayin is pitim and Sif Ches is okitz. Either one of them that comes out is going to passel, like this ritual. And Lachar not together suffik. Together vada. It's not just a suffik. What does Buchna say mean? Does it mean the pitim or the okitz? Either because it's being maisif. Or like the Ritva seems to say, that both of them are included in the Buchno. Memela, both of them are Pasul Mikra Adin. The question is, what is this Psul? Why is it Pasul? Is it Pasul out Chaser, or is it Pasul out Sadr? So we'll start with Pitim, and Okitz will speak in Sif Ches, Be'ez Hashem. So it would seem that the Psul is the Psul of Chaser L'chara. Because it's missing part of the Esrik. The only issue is that it's not missing part of the Esrig, which is, it's not missing an Isser of the Esrig. So the Lachar is going to be telling the Machlekes Rishenim as to how much of an Esrig has to be missing for it to be Pasul. That we saw in Sif Beis, that the Ravid holds, the only time the Chaser Pasul is Dafka Fitzki Isser. If it's less than Isser, then it doesn't Pasul. If that's the case, the Lachar of this din of Nitl Pitmos and that Pasul is only according to one Shita. We got to happen to Pasul like that Shita. B'shasat Chak or Meko maybe. Would we make over here B'shasat Chak also? So the truth is that the Magen Avraham brings down in some in Tafresh Mem Tes that we're more machmir by chaser when it's on the top of the esrig. And Memela, even though it's not ke'isr, it's still going to pasul, even though it's mamish not an isr. If that's the case, that it's not a pasul out chaser, the truth is that's how the Darkei Moshe goes. And that's how the Ramah in Simen Tafresh Mem Tes brings down that the psul is the psul of chaser. Then Lechera, it's only going to pasul on the first day. Not going to pass on the rest of the days. However, if you hold that the psul of Hadar, which the Magen Avraham and Tafresh Mem Tes brings down that there is such a tad that it's pasul al Hadar, there are those that hold that the psul is the psul of Hadar, that's going to pass on all 7 days. So it's a shayla bechlal. How many days is this pasul? Do we go like the Ramah or like the Magen Avraham? Does the pasul al Chaser only the first day, or pasul the Magen Avraham al the rest of the days? So lechera misafik, we should say the klal that we mentioned already a few times from the Marasham, that any time that you have something which is a Safik Chaser, Safik Hadar, it's always mutter to take it on the second day and make a bracha. It's a Svek Sveko. Is it Pasul Al Chaser or Al Hadar? even if it's pasul al tahor and she pasul all 7 days, there are shittas that hold that tahor doesn't pasul all 7 days. There are many shittas, the Ran, the Ritva, the Ramban, they hold that the psuli hodr, the Rambam, psuli hodr only pasul the first day, they don't pasul the rest of the days. Memela, lachura, you would have a svek sveki here and it would be mutter. They'd make a brach on it on the second day if the pitim fell off. The truth is that you really have a third suffik, like we started out. Suffik whether or not b'chlal there's a psul of nitla pitmasai. According to certain shitas, the second shita in Rashi, there's only a psul if the buchna, if the uketz comes out. If the pitim comes out, then there is no psul b'chlal. So we have a suffik whether or not nitla pitmasai is b'chlal pasul. Even if nitla pitmasai is pasul, maybe it's only pasul atzchaser, so it's going to be mutter the rest of the days. Even if it's pasul atzhader, hadr should be also the rest of the days, the shitas that hold that hadr. Only passes the first day, not the rest of the days. So we really have three svekas over here, and certainly it should be mutter on the second day to take it even make a bracha on it, even if it's netzav b'tmasai. And it's not so uncommon. It happened to one of my relatives here in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, they were at a second day minyan, I think it was. So it's the second day of Yontif, and the whole box, silver asterisk box, got knocked off the shelf. This back smashed, and got a nice dent. That's fixable. The asterisk was not fixable. Maybe we'll see if it is fixable. Maybe we can glue it back together. We'll have to wait for a little bit later. The Ber Hatim in Sifkat and Tezvav talks about putting back Oketzes and Pitums together. However, his Pitum broke off. In the middle of Sukkot, we have to get a new asterisk. Now the Shaila is, do we have to get a new asterisk? Is it a problem? L'chura, it should be kosher on the rest of the days. However, in Tov Reish Mem Tes, Mishnah Berurah is not so fast to matter it. He's going on the Ramah that says, "V'chaser kosher b'shar yomim v'nitol pitmasay oktzay dina kechaser v'kosher miyom rishon ve'elach." Says the Ramah that nitol pitmasay and oktzay is only pasul as chaser. Memela it's only going to pasul the first day. It's not going to pasul the rest of the days. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ayn le'el simin tafresh memches va'ayn b'magan avram in tafresh memtes." That is, we put it on the Mar Makayimis. He says, you shouldn't be makel unless you don't have another asterisk. Unless you have another suffix, you have another suffix, whether or not it's a then you could be mitzad l'kula. What's in such a case? Let's say it has a little bit of the pitman sticking up. So maybe it wasn't nitl pitmasai. Is it a suffix b'chal, whether or not it's a then it could be same l'chatchila. But it's mashma that he does not go with that suffix that we mentioned in the past, that anytime you have a suffix is a chaser is a hadr, it's mutter on the second day, because even if it's hadr, maybe it's chaser, and even if it's hadr, there are shittas that hold that it's mutter on the second days. Here we have three svegas. Maybe there's no psul b'chlal of okitz, of pism. Nevertheless, he doesn't want to matter it if not for the fact that it's, he has an extra suffix here that maybe wasn't nitla pitmasa in the first place. Being misachas to all the svekas that we mentioned in the past, l'chura, it seems in the Mishnah Berurah that it's not going like this marsham. Now, this din of nitla pitmasa is dafka when it's the pitim, like the Ramah speaks out. But if it's just the shishanta, the ball on the top, that is maker din is mutter. Not only that, maybe there's no shita that holds that it's asr. We have a Ran that brings down, but that's the riff, that it's possible if the Sheshanta came off. However, the Beis Yosef is choylik, and he says there is no such psul, and the Bir Halacha is machriya like the Beis Yosef. He says we found the Rabbeinu Hananel that's mefurish, like the Beis Yosef explained in the riff, that in the Hanami, if the Sheshanta, just the Sheshanta falls off, we don't have a Raya that the riff holds that that's possible, that we're not possible. So it could very well be, we have a Ramah that says you should be machmul lechatzilo. However, the Pashtus is that there is no such shita b'chlal, and Memelo, it's not going to be a problem if the Shishanta falls off. Not only that, the Bir Agudah brings down from the Shlo that somebody that's Machmir, he has an Esrig which is very nice, and the Shishanta came off, and he has another Esrig which has the Shishanta, but it's not as nice. He says the person that takes the Esrig that the Shishanta is there because it has a Shishanta, even though it's not as nice, is a Ksil Bachar Shechelich. He's pushing missing the boat. In other words, even when you want to be machmer in a din, be machmer in something, but it has to be with mishkal achasidus. And if you're going to be giving up on something else, on the yofi of an esrig, for something which is meikra din is not a chumro, then it's not doesn't passel then it's not kedai to do such a thing. We'll get back to that. Beis Hashem, behemshech. This yisurid, something that always kedai to bear in mind. Something always, a person always needs mishkal chasidus in everything that he does. But certainly, working with the chumers and the psulim here, a person has to know what's mikra and then what's not. Now, let's say the shishanta came off, and a little bit of the pitim also came off. So, or you have an estrich that has a little bit of the pitim. In other words, a little bit of the dad is sticking up above the estrich. It's not totally off. According to the Taz, that's bechlal, not nitl pitmaser. Nitl pitmaser means that it's totally off, even if it's flush against the esrig. Nevertheless, there's nothing that's dug out from the top of the esrig. That's also kosher according to the Taz, Mishnah Berurah brings down. However, the Magen Avraham says, no, if it's flush, if it mamish is knocked off, it's flush with the top of the esrig, then that's a chasaron of nitl pitmaser. It has to be sticking up a little bit for it not to be a chasaron of nitl pitmaser. Because once it's sticking up a little bit, the lashon of the Magen Avraham is, Kimin the tamishum chaser, im kim benitol kolshu leimikri chaser de einze chisarin aniker. If you still have a little bit of the dad sticking up and some of it came off, it's not a chisarin aniker. What does that mean? It's not a chisarin aniker. What is chisarin is totally aniker or not aniker? Chaser is totally aniker. Chaser is totally. You don't even have to do his brightness. Is it aniker or not aniker? Chaser lachar is totally b'mitzias. Is it chaser or not chaser? So it could be that it's even when you get to chaser, if it's not nicker that it's chaser, then that's not considered chaser. Where we see such a thing? When you get to luluf, lekichotama, we saw that nizdak, kehemnik, and nechel gatiyem is our apostle because of lekichotama. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, dinire v'nicker she'enu shalom v'tam. You could tell that there's something which is missing, something which is not shalom about it. Mashma that if you're not able to tell about that there's something which is not shalom about it, then it's not a chasaron, even though it's missing. Even though something is not shalim, but if you can't tell, then it's not a chasaron in l'kichotamo. It has to be nir v'nikr. Nir v'nikr shein atam v'shalim. Memela, if you have a little bit of your pitim, which is of the dad, which is sticking up above the top of the esrig, you can't tell if it was bigger than that or not. Could be just the shishanta fell off, and that's for sure not a problem. Maybe a little bit more came off, that I can't tell. If you can't tell, so in this case, ignorance is bliss. If you can't tell, it's not nicker that there's a chasaron, then Ramela is not going to pass on the chur. Now, Behemshech, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not so simple. If you know that more of the shishanta had added more and it came off, if it came in front of you and it had a little bit, the Seder, so then it's a suffix mechlal, whether or not it's, you don't know for sure what happened. So you're allowed to be totally cool, it's not nicker that anything is missing. Mishnah Berurah brings that down. It sounds like even from the Magen Avraham, maybe that's lechatchila. Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah says, we have a Magen Avraham that says in Simin Tav Resh Mem Tes that the psul is not a psul chaser, it's a psul of hadar. So Mameila, if it's a psul of hadar, then if it's missing part of the top, then it's a psul of hadar. And therefore, lechatchila, you should not take it. If you know that some of the sheshanta came off with a little piece of the dad, lechatchila, one should not take such an esrik. You should look for something else. Near dafkim chaser rak sheshanto, chaser gam miktas min ha'etz, af shish oitzatz af etz lamaylo, toiv lahadu likach achram efshaloi, ki yesh makmirim gam bazeh. It's mashma if you bought it already, nunu. But if you didn't buy it, certainly toiv lahadar lechatchila. Nowadays we have so many esrikim. One should be mahadar lechatchila to get a different esrik. Now, that's all talking about if it had and it fell off. Now we have another musig bechlal of loy hoyele pitim me'erlom. It never had a pitim. Says the Ramah, kachu roive esregim as mevim in dina selu. They didn't have esregim growing in Krakow, Kanera. They were mevim. They were all came from somewhere else. And they all came without a pitim. Roive of them came without a pitim. That's what the Rosh says also. That's how it was. Minig Ashkenaz, it seems like, was that they took without a pitim. That's how most of the esregim were. Now, what does it mean, Shalai Hoyalei Pitami Erlam? So the Pashas Mashmais is that it never had a Pitam. And the problem is that Bizmanenu we know that all the swings start with a Pitam. I am Zaycha to have a few Perot Adar, citrus fruits, growing outside in my Chatzer, and oranges and lemons. Even oranges and lemons, they all start with a pitim. You see tens of them on the tree when they start. Most of them didn't make it. But they all start with a pitim, because that's the middle of the flower, and from underneath the flower grows all the petals fall off and the fruit grows, and 100% of citrus fruits and esrogim, all esrogim, they all start with a pitim. They maybe didn't have the metzias in front of them, so they said there's certain ones that didn't have a pitim erilim. We see the metzias is that they had a pitim. So Enechanami, Reb Brandsdorfer, Meir Brandsdorfer, kind of waits him, and Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. I saw in his act, I think it was a skama to the sefer Lekicha Tama, it's different Lekicha Tama sefer. He's choshesh. He says that Kenira, they were talking about a different metzias. It's not that they didn't know the metzias; they were talking about a different metzias. All of our esregim that we have all start with a pitim. They were talking about the esregim that didn't start with a pitim. That's kosher. But ours that all start with a pitim, if it doesn't have a pitim, then it's not kosher. I remember after learning this last time, last round, about 11 years ago, I went Erev Sukkot, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, I went to Reb Chaim Pinchas, and I was speaking to him about it. And I mentioned, I saw that the Shiva writes that one shouldn't take one with it's a chashash psul. So he makes a motion with his hands, yeah, and he blows me away. He says, I was by a part of this, he tells me. They all have a pitim. They all start with a pitim. Certainly, that is Ritzis. They all start with a pitim. The shell is, how do we get out of it? So the truth is that it's not so pashin. That which the Rishenim say, Le'hoyle pitim yoylem, the Kashas Dala Minim, he brings down that if the Trumas Hadeshin writes the same thing about the holes that are made by thorns on the tree, he says those are thorns that Shehoyu Mitzchilas Briyasai. They were there Mitzchilas Briyasai. From the time that the holes were already there from the beginning. Now, it's not from the beginning. It's clear that it happened while it was on the tree, while it was growing. And nevertheless, the Rishonim used such a lesson of Mitzchilas Briyasi. So to over here, Shelo Yoyilam Mitzchilas Briyasi, Shelo Yoyilam Pitam Meyoyilam, or Mitzchilas Briyasam, then the Lav Dafka doesn't have to mean that it never had a Pitam. And I saw in the Sefer, Lekei Chatama, from a Pollock, that he brings down, I always wondered what it was. For many, many years, I wondered what it is, a Pula Lovan. The shear of maestris, that something is considered a fruit, when it comes to esrog, is when it's the shear of a pul halavan. This is many things are the shear in Chazal, in Mishnayis, when you learn Mishnayis Roim. Many things, the shear is pul halavan. What is a pul halavan? So maybe it's a machlekes, but he brings in a maril that says that it's arbis. So arbis is extremely small. And it's the size of, I don't know, it's 1.5 centimeters, maybe the diameter. 2 centimeters tops, I don't even think. Probably not. And he shows a picture there of Arbis, and he shows a picture of an Esrig without a Pitim that is smaller than the Arbis, much smaller than the Arbis. And in other words, the Pitims fall off so early, say the Poiskim, he just shows it clearly in his pictures, but the Poiskim really says that they fell off so early they don't even have a Shem Pri. So what was Mitzchilas Briyah say? From the Mitzchilas Briyah of this Pri, Itaka never had a pitim. But that's going to mean, that's going to limit us very much. Because that's going to mean that you have to know when the pitim fell off. How could you ever know when the pitim fell off? So Ramesha Heller, who was well-known Esrig Maven, he tied to that it has to have a little bit of a ridge. It has a chritz, a little bit of a furrow around the area where the pitim is. In other words, the pitim itself, the place where the pitim is, there's a little ditch, guma, like the Mabit says, there's an indentation. Around that indentation, mamish on the outside of the esrog, there's a little chritz, there's a little indentation around the circumference of the esrog. That's a raya that it fell off very, very when it was very young. And the Sefer Dalam Minim Hashalom brings down from Vayashiv to do a stack of choshesh for this, that it has to be that you know that it fell off at the beginning. That's the case, and you're gonna have to know. You're gonna have to have the simanim or know that by each esrog, when it fell off. However, there are many that hold that as long as it fell off, derech gdeilasei, that is the normal way when it grew. Shlomo Zalman, Shevet Levi has a tshuva about it, that if it falls off, even later on the tree, that it's not a problem, because that's derech gdeilasei. So there's different types of esregim, and most of the esregim, you can see bizmanenu, Chazinish Esregim is certainly not as common to have with a pitim, as opposed to gross, maybe other Esregim have, more common that they have with a pitim. There's different sugim, different types of Esregim, And Echanami, the standard type of that esrig, maybe generally does not have a pitum. Mamela, that's the derech idelasoi that it falls off somewhere in the middle. That's not a chasarn. That's like the bletlach. The same as the bletlach, when they come on the tree, it's derech idelasoi, it's considered mara esrig because that's the way that it grows. So too, since it falls off while it's on the tree, it's not a problem. Not only that, the Dalamir Mashallah brings down from the Chazanish that it's shayach that even when it falls off, it was picked from the tree, and the pitum fell off a day or two afterwards, it could also be kosher. And in Dalamir Mahajan, he asked Abchaim Kinevsky Shlito about it, and he was masber. He said that sometimes what happens is that the Lama saw a picture, I think, of an esrig split in half, that there's gidim. How does it get liquid? How does the entire ester get water? So there's little waterways that go from the tree into the okits, through the middle of the esterik, all the way to the pitum. Now, if those waterways dry up, you can see them very often. When the top of esterik is cut off, you can see little tiny holes that are dried up. Those were the gidim of the mayim, the veins, the sinews that carry the water to the top of the esrig, the waterways, and when those dry up, then automatically the pitum is going to dry up because the pitum has no water to keep it going. Memela, it's going to fall off. So sometimes it already dries out before it falls off the tree, but the actual pitum didn't crack off till a few days later. So sometimes you can see that it's already totally dry and it only fell off later. That's also kosher, says the Chazon Ish. Even though it fell off mamash after the tree. But most of them fall off, most of the pitums fall off while it's still on the tree. The derech idelasoi. According to that, in Echanami, itaka would not be a problem. Very often you could tell, the mabit says, how could you tell if it fell off while it was on the tree? Derech idelasoi, because it has a guma inside. Now, this is not to be confused with the guma that Taisa talks about. Taisa talks about that if you break off a pitum after it's fully grown and it's in your hand on the second day of Sukkot, and you break it off, then it causes a guma in the top of the esrig. Now, Mavit says, a guma at the top of the esrig is a simen that it fell off derech idelasoi. So is a guma a simen that it fell off while it's growing, or is a guma a simen that it was cracked off later? So it really depends on what the guma looks like. There's two types of gumas. There's the guma that's there's an indentation in the top of the esrig, and you see that it's green there. That there was something that was pulled out, green or yellow. That certainly means that the pitum was cracked off. However, there's an indentation, which is a sharper indentation. It's more of a, it comes almost to a point at the bottom, very often. It almost comes to a point, in other words, it's much sharper indentation, that is brown. Because what happened is that the esrig stopped growing, the pitum fell off, and then the esrig continued growing above it a little bit, but where the pitum was not growing anymore. So the pitum stayed in the same place, and the esrig kilu grew around it a little bit and created this indentation. And you're able to see it's the entire brown part is uniform. There's no part that looks like it was cracked off at any point. You can see that it fell off at the beginning, and the entire esrig grew, lechatchil, continued to grow without the pitum. Maybe if the ilum is, if I'm zeche, and the ilum zeche, to come together, or anybody, Rebaran could show, and maybe just at the top of the esrigim, what it is, he's got the esrigim. Right now I'm in lockdown for, I don't know till when, so I don't know when exactly I'll be back. But you can see it's clearly discernible on most esrigim when there's this indentation, this guma. And once you have this guma, it's generally a good simen that it fell off while it was growing. And that's not a problem. It doesn't mean that if you don't have the guma, that it's for sure puzzle. That it doesn't mean. However, the guma is it's like the guma that we mentioned at the top of the lulav leaves. And these types of things that if you have it, it's for sure that it's okay. If you don't have it, it could be that something is covering it. It could be that it fell off, only part of it fell off. Rabbi Pollack in his Sefer has many pictures of Esregim that it fell off derech idelasoi and it left a little remnant on the top. So in Echanami, in such a case, I heard this, Rabbi Aaron told me from Schoenfeld, he says that when it looks like it fell off, and it's totally brown, it's sticking up a little bit. You don't have a guma, it's sticking up a little bit, the pitum is sticking up a little bit from the Esreg, but it's totally brown on the top. And it looks like it fell off a long time ago, and it got crusted over on the tree. So it looks like it fell off on the tree, but you don't have the indentation. Since it's sticking up a little bit, so then you have the Magen Avraham to rely on that says that's not an Nidl Pitmasin, as long as it's sticking up. So even though the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't take it lechatchila, that's talking about when you knew that it had more of a dad and it came off. But if you don't know if it had more of a dad and it came off, it could be that it never had, it fell off while it was on the tree, and you have a suffix, there rely on the Magen Avraham that says that it's a little bit sticking up above the Esrik, it's not a problem of even on the tzad, that it didn't happen on the tree, it wouldn't be a problem in Nitzel Tzmasai, therefore, one could rely on that. So there's two ways to know. Basically, you're going to be able to tell whether or not it fell off on the tree is if is it brown or not. Is it totally brown, like a bark brown, like it's crusted over, then you can see that it happened on the tree. Now, often, very often, you'll see that it has an indentation on top of the esrik. Even when it doesn't, and there's a little bit that's of the dada which is sticking up above the esrik, if it's totally brown and uniform, and it looks like it happened while it was on the tree, then you can rely on the Magen Avraham that says that even if it didn't happen on the tree, and happened afterwards, so long as you have a little bit which is sticking up, then it's okay. That's all in the Tzuras of the Shmaitza. There's certainly what to be semach on, to say that if it happened, Shlomo Tzvi's Briyasai, it happened while it was growing on the tree, it's okay. The question is, what's practically? Lamaisa, is there a hiddur to take an esrig that has a pitim, or not? So, the truth is that the Bikur Yaakov, I put it on the Maror Mekayimis, the Bikur Yaakov makes a mention, he has a list of hidurim talking about an esrig, and he starts off, he says as follows. The first, the most mohder is, Shielei Sheshana Shleima Aladad Vafilo Nechza Mekhtis Sheshana Ein Bekatklum. It should have, the best is if you have an esrig that has a shishanta also. Even if it's missing a little bit of shishanta, it's okay. But it has a shishanta, that's the best. Number two, acharav, hu amufkar, oysa shish l'gdad, shalim, v'nikish l'nesar, klumi adad, v'linot rak shishana. Second best is if just the shishanta came off, even though in the mice we have a Ramah that says that the Ran learned in the Rif that it's a problem. However, the Beis Yosef is chaylik on him, the Bir Alav is chaylik on him from the Rach, it says muchas, that that's not a psul. The male, it's okay if it doesn't have shishanto. Number three, esrig acharav oisah shenikash lahir leidad meirlum. He says one that's nikah that it doesn't leidad meirlum that has the guma at the top like the Mabit said. So the Bikur Yaakov, even though we're machshir esrigim that didn't have a dad meirlum, nevertheless he says that it's not on the same darga. It's number three. Number one is that it had a dad and still has a dad and has a shishanto. Number two is it doesn't have a shishanto but has a dad. And number three is, it never had a dad, mi'olam. According to Bikur Yaakov, clearly there is a hiddur. Al tzchoser, it's not chaser. Al tzhoder, it's not a psul. Certainly al zakeli van veo l'chari would seem that to be choshish. There are those that are choshish. Maybe that it's not considered l'chari mitzchils b'riyosei. But it doesn't sound like that's an issue according to the Bikur Yaakov. He's not saying that that's possible. He's just saying that it's not in the same dargo as an esrig which has a pitim. The Mayadim Zmanim, Shtorbach Shlita, he's metadid that you can't say that it's dark, you can't say Hainu Ribusayu, this is the way that they grow, because nowadays we have so many esrigim that grow with pitims that it's not Ribusayu anymore. That's not, you can't say this is the normal way that it grows, and that's why Batsim, why he wants to be Machshirin. And he's saying, no, there's so many esrigim nowadays that have pitims. The Maisa, the Dalamina Mashalim, he's chaylik, he says that it's still dark in Makaf, certainly. You also have esregim that don't have bletlach. But the ones that have bletlach, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah says it's considered Mar Esther because it's dark in Makaf. It's still dark in Makaf. And Lule de Mistafina Amina, I would say that there's rave esregim in the shuk, or without a pitim than with a pitim. Maybe I don't look in the right shuk, because maybe I look in the Litvishim, but I got to live in Bitar, and I think there's more chassidim than litvish here, and that's chassidim are makpit to take with a pitim for the most part. I think lulidim etafin amino, there are more without a pitim than with a pitim. So it's hard to say that it's not dark and makach. The Chaim Ubracha brings down a copy of Tmarim that says that it really depends. That a tree that has some of the esrigim have a pitim and some that don't have a pitim, and those without a pitim are pasul. So, says the Ramayra, they said that was in the times of the Kapis Tamarim, that they had two types of trees. They had one tree that they all had pitims, and one tree that none of them had pitims. So if you have a tree that has half and half, then you know that the ones that had, that fell off, the ones that don't have pitim, started with the pitim and it fell off. However, and it could be that they fell off at a later date. So it's certainly not mitchilo from the beginning. However, bizmanenu, we have on a tree, on one tree, we could have hundreds with and hundreds without. Mimela is not a raya bechlal. It could be that it fell off at the beginning. Certainly, if you hold that it could fall off later on, that's also for sure good. But if it fell, it's possible that it fell off the beginning, even though there's plenty that have on the same tree that have a pitim. The Goin, he says, where do we know that nitlapit masi loyhoy loy is kosher? He's Mitzayin, and maybe I should have been Mitzayin this on the Mar Makremis. Mitzayin, the Shitas Arambam, when you get the Trefus. In Trefus it says, the Mechaber Paskins, Kol Sher Marnu Boyim Nitl Trefa, Hu Hadin Le Nivra Chaser. Says the Shulchan Aruch, anything that we say that if it came off after it was born already is a Trefa, so too if it was born that way, it's also a Trefa. The Yesh Machshirin, and he brings out a Yesh Machshirin, and the Ramah says, the Behesim Ruba Yesh Nitzim Chalam Machshirin. By Behesim Ruba, you can be same Chalam Machshirin, that if it was born that way, then it's not a problem. So the Chorid Mashmois is, that's not like a Tchilo. Be'etzim we say, that even if it was born that way, since if it would fall off, it would be puzzle, then if it's born that way, it's also puzzle. Be'etzim Ruba, you can be Mekel. Be'mela, if it's not Be'etzim Ruba, then in a Chalam, you shouldn't take moments out of Pitzim. However, Lemaisa, those that are Ma'atchen, they say, Lemaisa Mishnah Bura, the Ram over here, doesn't say Dafka Behesim Ruba. The Noisa came over here, don't say Dafka Behesim Ruba. The Mela would mashma that you don't need Dafka Behesim Ruba for this. The Chaim Abracha says, the Big Deyesha says, this is actually the Ramah quotes his Big Deyesha, he doesn't tell you what he says. The Bir Alacha in Tafresh Nun Vav quotes this by Hidr Mitzvah. He says, that a Hidr Mitzvah is, this is one of my favorite Bir Alachas, but again, Mikomokim Be'esrig, Oilulav, Shish Be'chshash Psul, Vuadin B'chola Mitzvahs, Shetoli Be'plukta De Ravuso, Av Shalacha De Kosher Mikomokim Yishlem De Bezele Kuli Amatrach Lekayim Hidr Mitzvah Hachlish, Luknes Acher Lotzis Kol Adeyes. Says the Ramah, says the Bir Alacha, that you have to spend al tzeder mitzvah, you should spend a third more to that your ezek should be kosher, even according to shita we don't pass like. Because according to that shita's possible, she has to be choshes. He says, "Kemash v'prima gadim v'ayim big deyesha shehichmir oid biyoyster miza." What's the big deyesha? What's the big deyesha talking about? Big deyesha is talking about the pitum. He says you have to spend even more than a shlish to get an ezek that has a pitum. Chaim Ubracha, he says, what's lamaisa? Yes or no? He says, "Lama lach nisatz melesafik." If you get with the pitum, then you should get with the pitum. Now, so why are there so many people that are not medakted to get with the pitum? Because the Rishlam Zalman has been tzaded that there's a chashash morkev. Because since many esregim don't have a pitum, why don't they have a pitum? Because they're not strong enough to keep the pitum going. The water's not the tree's not strong enough to send the water all the way to the top of the pitum, and therefore it dries out. So if it has a pitum, there's a chashash. Maybe it's morkev with something else that helps it with a stronger type of fruit. Now they matcha that already bizmanenu. There's many ways that they different chemicals and other types of things that they inject into the tree that doesn't make it murkov and it's machazik the tree. Kimdumani, I saw once that they figured this out during the Vietnam War. That there was a Jewish soldier there and he saw, I think it was oranges. Oranges or some other type of citrus fruit that all had pitums on top of it. And he tried to figure out what the reason is. And he was able to be mavar that it was due to the chemicals in the air. The tremendous amount of chemicals that it strengthened it and was able to be matzik ma'amad in all situations and retain its pitum. That being the case, they were able to take that idea and inject into trees a chemicals, pesticides, and other types of things that allow it to retain its pitum. But maybe it's not a raya b'chlal, that it's morkum just because it has a pitum inside. However, Rav Berkowitz says, he says, it is a hiddur to have a pitum. But the hiddur of a pitum is very often, when you take the pitum, like the Baragila says, it's on the cheshbin of other things. Especially befrat that chasidim are makbet al pi kabbalah take with a pitum, so there's not always so many pitums that are available, as certain pitums that are nice that are available. And depending on a person's budget also, If your budget is, between 500 shekel and 1,000 shekels, then it's much easier. If your budget is 200 shekel, then it's much harder to get a nice esrik that has a pitim on it that's clean. Mamela, if it's going to be on the cheshbon of the niceness of the rest of the esrik, so then it's one doesn't have to be makbid for a pitim. I would be magdir maybe like bletlach. Bletlach also, bletlach on a kosher. Is it mahodr to have without bletlach? Yeah. Now it depends on your price range and depends on everything else. Can you get one? Can you not get one? If you're going to take them with a bletlach, with a different chash, it's not going to look so nice. It's not going to be symmetrical. It's not going to have a nice gidul, b'chulu. Then in a chanami, one has to know whether or not, since bletlach maker din are not a problem, therefore, one has to know. Therefore, is there a makam to be mahadr? L'chur, there certainly is a makam to be mahadr. Do you have what to be semichon if you don't get it? Certainly you have to. And I think the amad the bar of most litvisha are, I would think, is that lav dafka to be makbet to get a pitim. That is certainly the minik, I think, of the litvish, not to be makbet, even though many try to get. There is definitely makam to be mahadr in it. And lulid mistafin amina, though, I'd be nice if you're going to be nervous the entire time, that maybe the pitim is going to fall off, or that when the kids are going to play with it, it's going to fall, or that when your wife is going to touch it and turn it over when she's making the bracha, you're going to get upset at her, then erech nami tzakenakedai to get a pitim. Because you should rather do your mitzvah b'simcha than be nervous about your pitim the entire time. But that's just b'maimer muzger. I think that way with all mitzvahs. But certainly one should, there is l'chura a, though I very often, I have to say, most of the years I do not get a pitim, but it's also because when near the sregim, maybe I'm more the nervous type. Many of the striking muscles that I see around are without pitims, and therefore we go with those. There's one more halacha on the sif before we get to okits, is if there's a hole at the top of the pitim. When it didn't have a pitim, sometimes there's a tiny hole in the ditch where the pitim is, and that could go down into the Chadri Azera. And we know that if it goes to the Chadri Azera, it says Mishnah Berurah, even though it grew that way, it's going to be possible. So how do we know whether or not, if a person sees a hole, how does he know whether or not it goes to the Chadri Azera? So l'chura, even if he doesn't know, it should be a spek sveka. Suffolk, whether or not it goes to the Chadri Zera, even if it goes to the Chadri Zera, the sheet is a hole, it's not considered more foolish. That's what Mishnah Berurah said earlier, it's of Katan Yud Aleph. However, over here it's Efshel Livruri. How could he be Mavar? You could take fishing string, or you could take a longer, some Ravonim take a hair from their beard, which is a little bit thicker. Or these types of things, a very thin needle, and stick it in ever so carefully into the top of the esrik. And until you feel resistance. It should go down straight until you feel resistance. And then you know that you hit the bottom. It's lav dafka, but it's pretty foolproof. And then pull it out. And see how much went into the esrik. Now take that amount and stick it next to the esrik. And see how far down it goes from the top of the esrik towards the Chadri Azera. Towards the middle of the esrik. If it doesn't go down beneath the chaytim, the sharp part of the chaytim, then you know you're okay for sure. Then you go to the Chadri Azera, because the Chadri Azera do not go into the chaytim. They do not extend past the chaytim. Mamela, you know for sure that it's not a problem. I've seen Rabbanim check this on my own esregim. I've seen it's a common thing to check. They do check that. It happens to me that there's another suffik b'chlal, because in the middle of the esreg there are no Chadri Azera. The middle of the esrik is the white, just like around the Chadri Azera. So too in the middle of the esrik, there's also white. Lav dafka, is that considered, even if you went down straight, there's another suffix that maybe you didn't go to the Chadri Azera. Because the Chadri Azera surround the middle of the esrik where there's white, and it could very well be if the hole went down, it never even hit the Chadri Azera. The Chara would say, in a case where it's a suffix, certainly one has what to be semichon in such a case, maybe never went down into the Chadri Azera. Okit Sif Zayin. Okit Sif Ches, I'm sorry. We really have to get moving. That's the truth. The second half of the simon is a lot quicker. Test through Yudalid is all one Indian. And after that, it's just a few shorter halachas, except for Morkov, which is a little Morkov. Not so Morkov. The Sif Ches, the Machaber says, Nitl eit shu toli boi be'ilin, meker esrig, v'nishr v'kei megumel et posel. Hagov, v'im yinato k'tas eit, v'nishr uvi kol shu, shekol recha v'gumel v'chusle, kosher. This is the psul of Nitl uksoi. What is the psul of Nitl ha'okitz? So, v'pashtes, the psul is, al tchaser l'chara. Now, the question is, why would that be chaser? You just took out the wood. Why should that be chaser? The Hagoyes Maimonides says a lashon that it's shema chaser. It's mashma that the chashash is luli demesafin amina. I would say that the chashash is when you pulled it off the esrig, you might be ripping off the very end of the esrig, because where it's attached to the esrig, it's like when you pull out off a grape off the stem, you always take off. You're always gonna have a little bit of the grape unless you twirl the grape. But if you just rip off the grape from the stem, you're always going to have a little bit of a grape left on the stem. So too here, if you take the ukis off the esrig, you're always going to take some part of the esrig off. And therefore you have to be chayshat chaser. The only thing is, that's only going to be according to the shita, that holds that chaser is when it's pachs micha iser. But if you hold that it's ke iser, what's going to be the psul? So you have to say that it's near a chaser. It usually has something filling up the hole of the esrig, and now it's missing. It's a chaser na lekichatam, lechor like a neck which is foolish, even though it's not missing anything. But it looks like it's missing something, even though it's not chaser. Now, lechur, you can't say that's a psul. Over here, we don't find anybody that says that psul is hadr. Even though by pitum, Mishnah Berurah brings down that those that say that it's hadr, by okets bepashas, there is no chaser in hadr. It's on the bottom of the esrik. Not only that, we'll see when it gets to chazaz, the bachacher and siftet says that on the bottom, three dots aren't going to pass because nobody sees it. It's not chaser in hadr. Then we'll get to Bezer Hashem. The Ramah says it's only mut, it's only kosher if you didn't take off the entire ukits, if the whole the indentation into the esrog is filled with wood, then it's not a problem. Then it's kosher. Why? L'chor the pasuk pshat is because then you don't have a chash that any of the chaser came off. You have a thin layer of wood which is still attached to the esrog. The only thing is the mashmois, I would think how much, let's say your hole is 3 millimeters deep into the esrog, and you took off all the ukits except for 1 millimeter. So you have 2 millimeters into the esrog which are uncovered, which don't have a piece of wood, and then you have 1 millimeter which is attached to the esrog that is filling up the hole. Is that okay? Lamaisa, the whole bottom of the hole is covered over, but the thickness of the hole, the height of the hole, is not totally covered over. I would have been thought from the Lashon HaDarkamaisha that it has Oivi Kolshu, even a tiny little bit, that that's fine. However, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah of Petal and Dalet is not mashma that way. It's mashma, and I think this is the way that the Pesukim seem to understand, that the entire Guma has to be covered over. I'm not exactly sure where the Makar for that is, but it's mashma that the entire Guma has to be covered over. Anything which comes out of the Guma can be covered, it can be flush with the top of the Esrig. But in a Hanami, it has to be that the entire Guma is covered over. Kinira that, maybe like we were saying before, it looks kuktais that there's something missing. If you have a hole in the bottom of the esrog, it's not totally covered, then it's a chazar of the kichatam. It looks like maybe it's not missing, maybe it's missing, and therefore it's going to be problematic. Just throw in here, the Bir Hetev says that the only time that it would be possible is if it's missing. But if it's you have it, it fell out, you could just pin it back together. So we'll have to see. Her glue is even better, because then you don't need to see it with a pin. We're going to leave this nidun for chazazes, b'mi koich psul, beizur Hashem. That we'll discuss when we say b'mi koich psul is kosher, when we say that it's possible, beizur Hashem. All the atzlach and brachah.